You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
This is hilarious. I love it. I love it. Breaking news. They say teen boys are finally more likely to use condoms. Yay! Really? They're finally using condoms. Well, condoms have been around since Greek times, and now they finally got it through their thick skulls that they need to wear condoms. They say they are finding more and more boys during their first time having sex to actually use condoms. And teen girls are starting to use more birth control. I mean, personally, I don't think these kids should be having sex at all. But somehow the yelling and the screaming and I guess all the ads and I don't know, maybe the abacus, I don't know, something got through where finally here we are in the 21st century, whatever century we're in, finally these boys and these kids are finally using some sort of protection. They say for both boys and girls, the odds of their ever having sex were significantly smaller if they lived with both parents when they were age 14. The mothers had the first birth when they were older than 20. The mother was a college graduate, or the teenager lived with both of their parents. I got to tell you, it is easier, you know, when you tag team to keep an eye on your kids. It is easier, you know, like right now when I'm on the radio, right, you know, my husband is, you know, supposedly watching the kids. He's probably playing a video game. I don't know where he is right now, right? You know, I mean, well, one of my sons is on a camping trip, so I think they'll be fine. I think he'll be good, and he's young. But you really need to tag team it. So I think we have an advantage when we're a two-parent home. And, you know, I did go to college. But here's the thing. I mean, my boys are going to be boys. I mean, I don't see why that makes a difference, okay? Teenage mother was a college graduate. The kids are going to have sex less. Really? Kids are going to want sex. They're going to have sex. They're going to do it. And we really need to, you know, I mean, if my sons, God forbid, impregnated somebody, I am not going to take care of another kid. I mean, I'd tell the girl's family to take care of the kid. And if the girl's family doesn't want to take care of the kid, well, then I'd probably take care of the kid, because I don't know if I'd want the kid to go for adoption, because it would be my grandbaby, and if it has any of Dahlia in it, it would be my baby. You know what? I don't know. Maybe I'm starting to get baby fever. I'm older now, and so I got to make a decision. You know, I'm not making a decision. I'm probably not going to have any more kids. So I don't know. Maybe I'll be a good grandma. I still don't know if I want to be called grandma or if I want to be called another name. But either way, my boys aren't having sex. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right. Here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot to talk about. We are going to talk about how there's going to be possibly a chlamydia vaccine. So all of you that have been dodging chlamydia, like dodging bullets, there may be a vaccine. We're also going to talk about foods that decrease your appetite, because a lot of us just want to eat and eat and eat. And like the ho-hos I like just make me hungrier. So talk about foods that will decrease your appetite. I also want to talk about the FDA allowing unsafe seafood onto the market after the BP oil spill. Want to talk about that. Also, they found that people with pancreatic cancer have different bacterial flora in their mouth, and they may be able to figure out if somebody has pancreatic cancer before they do based on that. So as you can see, we got really, really cool stuff to talk about. Of course, I want to hear from you. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Or, of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. And please follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. Oh, and don't forget to sign up for the cruise. We've got the cruise coming up. All right, so a study now accuses the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, of allowing seafood with unsafe levels of contaminants to enter the food chain after the BP oil disaster. Now I tell you, I'm not shocked by this. Did you guys see, gosh, I don't know if it was on Fox News or CNN, but I remember there was a segment where they were showing people who lived, you know, in the Gulf Coast area smelling the fish. And if the fish smelled bad, smelled like oil, they wouldn't let it go through. But if the fish didn't have that smell, they let it go through. And I'm like, really? You're using smell? What if somebody's congested? What if somebody didn't pluck their hairs? What if somebody had a lot of boogers? You're sniffing the fish? And I'm looking at this going, they have got to be kidding me. Well, they say a study carried out by the National Resources Defense Council, the NRDC, and published in the peer-reviewed Environmental Health Perspective reports. Good read, by the way. If you ever want a real good read, that's a good read. They say the FDA underestimated the risk of cancer from accumulated contaminants in the seafood, especially the risk of pregnant mothers and children. They said the FDA let through foods with 10,000 times too much contamination. Of course, I was looking at these ladies sniffing the fish. I don't know what the heck they were doing. They say the federal agency is also accused of not identifying the risk to children and pregnant mothers, which means children. I mean, it's interesting because my kids don't like fish. They don't like fish, but what are you going to do? All right. And then they said it appears the FDA used faulty assumptions and obsolete risk assessment methods. Oh, I wonder if they're talking about the sniffing. All right. So now the NRDC has filed a petition urging the FDA to set limits on the PAHs, which are the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. You guys know about these things? These things they found were kind of packed on top of the seafood. They're also, you know, atmospheric pollutants, and you could see them in tar deposits, coal, oil. They could be also from burning fossil fuels, and they could be mutagenic. They could cause birth defects to pregnant women. You can see them in cooked foods, cooking meat, like barbecuing. We talked about these when we talked about barbecuing. And of course the PAHs or the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons can cause liver damage. Okay, so what do you do if you ate fish? You know, though, what are you going to do with this? I mean, I don't really know what to do with this article. I mean, you know, if you ate the fish, you ate the fish. It's frustrating. But you know what? Think about it. If you're a fish eater, you're still probably healthier than some of us on the other side of the country that just eat meat and potatoes. Right? So, I mean, maybe there's a chance that you're such a healthy-minded individual that hopefully this didn't hurt you. But I gotta tell you, like I said, I'm not shocked because I was watching the news and they're like, no, you can eat the fish. And I'm like, how the heck do they know you can eat the fish? All right. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Add estrogen for prostate cancer. For your burly men. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I have one of my little furry friends in the studio with me today, little Snowball. And if this cat makes any noise while I am on the air, I am going to just attack its little tushy. I am just tired. It's such an insolent little cat. I got to tell you, we have rescue animals. And, you know, they really come in with an attitude. You know, you think if you're taking a rescue animal, right? You know, they would actually show some gratitude, right? You know, like, thank you. See, the dogs do. Dogs, they just devote their whole life to making you happy and doing kisses or whatever. Cats, like, what can you do for me? So this little princess has an attitude, and I'm going to give her an attitude. Okay, all right, this is some pretty interesting stuff. I want to go through some medical headlines. This spit test could actually possibly give early warning if you have pancreatic cancer. What they found is people that had pancreatic cancer, they had an extra 31 species of mouse bacteria and 25 less species of another. Now, the bacteria they had more was a granulocytic. Come on, really? See, this is not radio-friendly news. They need to make this radio-friendly news. Okay, they call it granulocytella adjacens. All right, so everybody open your mouth, look in the mirror, and see if you see that. And you would have less bacteria of Neisseria elongata and Streptococcus mitis. All right, now, they don't know if the bacteria is what caused the pancreatic cancer, people with pancreatic cancer, end up having different bacteria. But what if they're able to detect somebody having pancreatic cancer earlier than others, that's what we need, because unfortunately, by the time we find pancreatic cancer, it's late. All right. Researchers conclude suggesting that levels of particular types of bacteria can potentially be utilized as a non-invasive or credible screen for pancreatic cancer, and that it could possibly be early detective method. So, you know, I don't know. Good stuff. You know, makes you want to not brush your teeth and go to the doctor. But I'm going to tell you, as a doctor, please brush your teeth. Please brush your teeth, okay? You can still brush your teeth. Doesn't mean don't brush your teeth. It doesn't mean, you know, brush your teeth only on half of the side of the mouth. That's not gonna help. Okay. In prostate cancer news, we talked about this in the previous hour. Men who are recalcitrant to other prostate cancer treatments may benefit from estrogen. Apparently, there's a receptor on the prostate, a beta estrogen receptor, that actually causes these cancer cells to commit suicide. And, you know, when it comes to prostate cancer, as much as I, you know, can't stand suicide, when it comes to cancer cell, as far as I'm concerned, it could jump off a cliff, do what it needs to. So, you know, again, this isn't really breaking news, because we've known that men that have had a high soy diet seem to do better and have less chance of prostate cancer. Men in Japan that have a more phytoestrogen plant diet seem to appear to have less prostate cancer than American men with a high fat diet. And remember last week, we talked about high cholesterol linked to prostate cancer. So I really think there is a diet issue. Now, I don't know if men need to go right out and start, you know, drinking soy milk. And I don't know if a lot of men would take the estrogen. You know, a lot of the men I know, you know, they're already mad enough that they have erectile dysfunction and issues, you know, having had the prostate cancer treatments, because a lot of the prostate cancer treatment, we block testosterone. So they're already kind of, you know, not happy with the treatments. But honestly, guys, you know, don't try to be all, you know, macho and burly. You know, if estrogen's going to help you, take it. Estrogen's, you know, I don't know, give it a try. Again, they are doing more studies, but I find it fascinating. All right, another thing I find fascinating is chlamydia. It's still the number one STD. We were talking about earlier in the week how gonorrhea, there is a bacteria-resistant or antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea. Gonorrhea is a bacteria. It's over the, you know, last few decades, we have antibioticized it like crazy, to the point where now we have resistant strains. And they're calling it a super gonorrhea. You know, Superman, super gonorrhea. Well, they don't have a gonorrhea vaccine yet, but they think they're going to be able to develop a vaccine for chlamydia. Now, gonorrhea and chlamydia go hand in hand, or booty to booty, should I say. And they, you know, whenever we have a person that has gonorrhea, we usually also treat, you know, for chlamydia at the same time. So, you know, we'll usually do the double antibiotics. But if they could come up and use a vaccine to prevent people from getting chlamydia, that's already half of our work. What I don't understand is if they're already this close to get a vaccine for chlamydia, what a gonorrhea? I don't know. I mean, it's a different bacteria. You just wonder. Now, you know, I had a patient ask me today about, you know, the Gardasil vaccine, the HPV vaccine, and whether it will work for the oral cancer. I think we answered this question earlier. A lot of people are freaked out about the oral cancer. That's been in the news, you know, day after day. Most of the oral cancer they found, even though alcohol and smoking are culprits, it's the HPV virus that got into the back of the throat. And I believe one study found that kids, young children, have HPV in the back of the throat, either because they came out of the mom's vaginal canal and she had HPV, or because, you know, we do kissy-kissy with our kids. You know, when they're little babies, you do kissy cheek, you do little kissy mouth, you do kissy kissy, you do kissy neck, kissy tippy toes, you know, you do kissy kissy. So if you have HPV, you can now honestly, you really aren't supposed to be able to spread HPV that way. It's supposed to be like deep. But you wonder, kids drink out of mom's drinks, they use their forks, and if HPV's in the saliva, maybe that's why. I don't know why kids are carrying HPV in their mouth. We don't know. It's usually contact to contact. Is it because they get it in the blood from mom, and then when they're born later, they get it? Now, I mean, are we all at risk for throat cancer if we end up having HPV back there? Throat cancer is still rare. Oral cancer and throat cancer is rare. And, you know, maybe the reason why we see so many throat cancers and oral cancers in smokers is that the smoking that causes the cancer, or does the smoking weaken your immune system so much that the HPV is allowed to cause the cancer? We don't know. either way, stop smoking. And I mean, I wonder if they're going to push for cutting back on oral sex. I know you all are, you know, come on, look, I'm not the one saying it. I'm just wondering, I mean, you're looking at this article after article, study after study, saying HPV and the throat and sex. I mean, you know, I wonder if it's going to be taboo to do that. I don't know, but we don't think the Gardasil vaccine protects against male throat cancer HPV. They need to study that. I don't see why it wouldn't. I mean, if it protects against, you know, 16 and 18 and, you know, high-risk HPV in women, why wouldn't it protect, you know, against male HPV in the mouth? I don't know. So that's going to be the next thing. I mean, in the meantime, tell your kids. First of all, your kids are supposed to be having sex, okay? All right, they're supposed to be having sex, and they really shouldn't be, you know, doing all the other stuff, okay? They're too young, honestly. I interview when I get teenagers coming in, and, you know, they're coming in for their school physical, or they're coming in for something, or they want birth control. And, you know, I ask them, I go, you know, birth control, so you're having sex. Yeah, I'm having sex, so I want birth control. I go, well, you know, what's your plan? If you get pregnant, what's your plan? Yeah. Oh, I'll just get an abortion. That's not a plan. That's not a plan. You should have a plan. Okay? I if you're going to be doing adult stuff like having sex, then you need to realize that you're going to have adult responsibilities. Oh, but I don't want to get pregnant. Well, if you don't want to get pregnant, why are you having sex? Okay? Duh. I don't understand. I honestly, youth, I just don't get it. Don't get it at all. All right. Now, more medical news. And for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. They say folic acid pills help prevent kids' speech delay. All right. So what does that mean? I'm reading the title. I don't like that title. I guess what they're trying to say is if you're pregnant and you take folic acid, your kids will probably most likely speak better. All right. Now, that's nice. We know folic acid helps prevent against neural tube defects. Some people were even wondering if the folic acid helps prevent autism. I really haven't seen much studies on that. So we give ladies their prenatal vitamins. We tell them to take the folic acid. You know, in my family, the kids talk too much. I mean, they just talk and talk and talk. They were starting to back mouth me and, you know, wisecrack and be sassy from the beginning. I mean, I don't regret taking my folic acid. I had my folic acid. But, boy, you know, these kids talking up a storm and, you know, being all wise and, I don't know. I mean, I'm almost wondering now if I should cut back a little bit on the folic acid. I get the multivitamins. I can't get these kids to shut up. They just won't shut up. Okay, so when we come back from break, we're going to be talking about foods that help decrease your appetite, which is very, very important. We're also going to talk about crying. And is crying good for you? I know I make a lot of you cry listening to my show. Also, we're going to hit a lot of your emails because you guys have come up with some great questions. Of course, please join us and call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Also, after the break, I want to talk about they think they have a medication to combat cataracts. A lot of us need surgery for cataracts or maybe a medication we could take to prevent the cataracts from even coming. Back on the Dr. Dolly Show in a few minutes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Throat during the break. You know, I just sit here during the break, and I know a lot of people wonder, what do you usually do on break? What do all these radio hosts do during commercial time? I mean, sometimes I have to run a pee. You know, now that I'm doing my show for 3 hours, I do run a pee. But for the most part, I sit and I listen to the commercials. I just sit and I listen to the commercials, you know, and it's a little hot in my studio, and I see the thermostat. I'm comfortable, you know, I kind of have my legs up on the table and I'm, you know, sitting in front of the microphone. I'm too comfortable. I'm too lazy to go over to the thermostat. It's kind of getting warm in here, but that's kind of what we do. We just kind of sit there, you know, you know, I know a lot of people don't want to think that they're, you know, hosts are like picking their nose or, you know, cleaning out the, socks underneath their toes. I don't do that. I like my hands clean. I want my hands clean when I do the show, because imagine if you have a booger on your finger and you're going through the stories and the papers stick. I actually spilled. Remember that one day I was drinking Dr. Pepper or it was root beer and it actually spilled. And so I was trying to undo my papers in the middle of the show. It was absolutely horrible. Okay. In more medical news, we talked about this in the earlier hour. there may be a drug that will be able to slow down the progression of cataracts. And we've talked about cataracts on the show. It's where the lens in your eye starts to get cloudy. A lot of us, as we age, we need cataract surgery. You know, diabetes and steroid medications and a lot of things can cause cloudiness of the eye. You also have children and babies born with congenital cataracts where they can't see because the lens is completely opacified. But the most common form of cataracts is your age-related cataracts. And so you go in, you get your lens removed. When they do cataract surgery, they remove the lens. When you get a new lens put in, it is crystal clear. I mean, it's like your windshield. From what I'm told, people say your windshield goes from muddy to crystal clean. It's wonderful. But then as that lens starts to get more, as that lens starts to get, you know, grimy, they can actually use lasers. They can't do it on your first original one, but on the new one, they can. Well, now they believe scientists have created a revolutionary drug, they say. This is coming from Mail Online, from Daily Mail, that could prevent the clouding that actually goes and develops over the lens. This was a team at Adelaide University in Australia. This would be the first time there was a non-surgical cure for cataracts, and they don't know if it's going to be in drop form or pill form. They have developed a compound. They're working on this, but they think not only would it would prevent the progression, but possibly even reverse some of the cloudiness. Pretty interesting stuff. I was talking about in the previous hour how the Romans used to actually just take a knife to try to scrape it away, and then they would cauterize what they with some heat. I don't know how people weren't scarred like crazy by that. But, you know, cataracts has been a while. They've been around for a while. They've been trying to find cures and ways to deal with it for years and centuries, and this would be pretty cool stuff. So interesting. See, a lot of cool, well, you know, chlamydia vaccine, cataract drops. That would be great if it was in drop form. You know what, though? A lot of people don't like drops. A lot of people, like when I diagnose somebody with pink eye, they say, don't give me the drops. I go, I can't give you a pill for pink eye. I tell you guys what to do. If you guys can't tolerate drops, I mean, I couldn't stand, my mom would lean my head back and you don't know when it's coming, right? You don't know when the drop is coming and she's squeezing the bottle, you know, and you freak out. What I recommend you do is look in the mirror, bring your lower lid down. Okay. So you're just watching it and just put a drop on the lower lid. This way you're not touching your eye. Then close your eye. It's so much easier. All right. And if you ever, you know, have pink eye and you don't want the drops, there's also a little ointment. There's erythromycin ointment sometimes. If you're not allergic, they could do it. It's just like a little gel. You bring down your lid and you know, you don't have to lean back. See, if I lean back, I miss. I would just miss or I'd fall over because I'd get dizzy. So just look in the mirror, bring down your lower lid and put in the lower lid. Easy. Piece of cake, people. Piece of cake. All right, so a study came out also today saying if you want to curb your hunger, then eat more protein, okay? Apparently, too little protein in your diet makes you feel hungry. Although, you know, many of my vegans do pretty well. You know, they don't seem to be hungry. You know, they eat well because they eat vegetables. But apparently, you know, if you eat more meat and fish and eggs and nuts, they say it can help, you know, decrease weight, help hunger. Again, this isn't news. I don't think this is breaking news. I mean, you know, we've all known that if you try to eat a sugary cereal on your way to work, you're going to be hungry an hour or two later. I mean, you burn through the carbs pretty quickly. But if you eat a meal that has protein in it, then you know, it's going to last longer. Now, of course, you don't want to eat too huge a meal. I like eating at 6 a.m., 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6. I like, you know, splitting my lunch in half. I just like eating a little bit every few hours. But WebMD, one of my favorite sites, comes up with a list of 15 foods that can help curb your appetite. All right. Of course, top of the list is eggs. They say eggs. They're full of protein. They make you, they make you feel full. Again, be careful. What was that? They were saying eggs and what was that earlier in the week? Eggs and prostate cancer risk. That was a horrible, horrible article. I couldn't stand that. That freaked everybody out about eating eggs. But, you know, I mean, if you're going to choose, as long as your cholesterol is good, you know, between sugary cereal and eggs, yeah, I'll agree with the eggs. They say beans. Now, don't eat beans for breakfast because you'll be tuning, you know, all through the day. But what I like about beans is they do lower your cholesterol. They're a good source of fiber, and they do curb your appetite. And they probably curb everybody else's appetite if you fart. All right, salad. Salad, very, very good salad. But here's the thing. I'd rather you eat, like, spinach salad. What I don't like about iceberg lettuce is it's all water. You know, really, I mean, there's a lot of not a lot of nutritional value. But, like, spinach salad, the spinach leaves, the dark green leaves, healthier. You know, you get your vitamin C, your E, your folic acid, your lycopene, really, really, really healthy. It fills you up. Also, salad is slower to eat. You know, I mean, it's very difficult when you're on the go to eat a salad. I understand that. You know, it's easier to, you know, drive and eat a hamburger at the same time. But remember, when you eat a salad, you actually consume less food because you're eating slower, you're chewing more. It's great. They say green tea. A lot of people do really well with green tea. They're sipping their green tea. Now, I was drinking the green tea that was sweetened, and I was getting hungry. You got to be careful. Some of these green tea drinks are sweetened. It's got to be the real green tea. They say pears. There was a study that actually showed that eating pears, there was a study, a Brazilian study, overweight women who ate 3 small pears or apples a day lost more weight than women who ate 3 oat cookies. Oh, I don't like oat cookies. I like chocolate chip cookies. Well, no wonder. All right, so pears work. Soup, chicken soup. I got to tell you, soup for lunch is brilliant. If you could sit and have soup for lunch or even dinner, a bowl of soup for dinner, brilliant dinner. You get your vegetables. I mean, make sure it's kind of fresh soup if you could do that. And it fills you up. You got the fluid. I think it's a great idea. Study at Purdue University showed that people were satisfied when they were eating soup. Lean beef. Again, lean meats, you know, when you're looking at your proteins, make sure they're lean. Fish, of course. Olive oil. Actually, olive oil not only has a study shown that it decreases your appetite, but it also, they say, could boost your metabolism. You know, I'd like to actually see that study. They say it's an Australian study. They said 12 postmenopausal women were given breakfast cereal dressed in either cream and skim milk or olive oil and skim milk. So they put olive oil on their muesli. I know there's a cereal called muesli. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Say it boosted their metabolism. I don't know. Grapefruit. Grapefruit, we all know, decreases. Grapefruit's been great. The grapefruit diet in the 80s worked well. Again, you can't take grapefruit if you're taking certain medications, so be careful with that. Cinnamon. Adding cinnamon to your food also can help your cholesterol and triglyceride levels. Cinnamon is great. Of course, don't make cinnamon sugar. All right, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, one of my favorite cereals, doesn't count. Vinegar, they actually say vinegar. Vinegar and oil, that's on your salads. Vinegar and oil on a salad, you'll be fine, you know, until dinner time. Tofu, not bad. Tofu does pretty well in terms of squashing your appetite. Nuts, of course, and not chocolate-covered nuts. Nuts do very well. High-fiber cereal, if you can eat a high-fiber cereal, but here's the thing. Again, you don't know when the fiber is going to kick in. You may have to do it the night. I've done that to lose weight. I've eaten my dinner at breakfast time and had high-fiber cereal at night. It's good because you poop the next day, your appetite's down. And then finally, what decreases your appetite is red-hot pepper. The capsaicin is an appetite suppressant. And put red pepper in your breakfast, like a southwestern omelet. Not too bad. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For any of us who dye our hair, this story is absolutely terrifying. There is a Scottish teenager that died 20 minutes after hair dye was applied. Tabitha McCourt, 17 years old, they say, this is reported out of Fox News, began screaming in pain, pulling on her hair, vomiting, 20 minutes after hair dye. She was dyeing her hair. The dye had only been on, they said, for about 20 minutes. When she got up and went to the bathroom, she came back a couple minutes later, sat down, and then began frantically pulling the foils from her hair. She started shouting. Her family tried to calm her down, and then she died. Vomiting, of course, first, and then died. And, you know, they're like, what happened? Now, they don't know. Police say right now the death is unexplained. We don't know if there was something in the dye. We just don't know. But, I mean, I like to pretend I don't have to dye my roots. But, you know, you all have seen my pictures. And, you know, the lighting always gets that crop top up there where you can see the, you know, the dark blonde, dark blonde roots coming through. So, yeah, just very frightening. I just couldn't even imagine. All right, you know, something also frightening, but maybe not as frightening as this, is apparently Kroger is recalling ice cream. Now, a lot of us have ice cream, all right? They said ice cream sold in 10 states because it may contain peanuts not mentioned on the label. So some of you with peanut allergies, this could be pretty serious. Remember, we talked about peanut allergies the other day and how what they're going to try to do is manipulate your blood cells later with peanut protein so you don't go into a big anaphylactic shock when you actually see real proteins. But they say peanut allergies, anybody with these, the recall involves 16-ounce pints of, I'm not sure which, Private Selection Extreme Moose Tracks ice cream. Really? Private Selection Extreme Moose Tracks? What does Moose Tracks mean? Is a Moose Tracks like caramel? Anyway, ice cream sold in multiple states, Alabama, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, South Carolina, Tennessee. So be careful. Okay. Oh, I know. I like my ice cream, but I don't really know Moose Tracks. Is that like potty moose tracks? I don't get that. But again, I don't know much about moose or mooses. Okay. Plural of moose is moose. I know. Plural of moose is moose. Okay. So is crying good for you? All right. Are there health benefits to crying? Now, I didn't know this, but a few years back, they did a study to see if crying helped the immune system. Now, guys cry too. All right. Guys cry. Girls cry. Girls cry more than guys. We think it's because of the oxytocin or even prolactin, some of our hormones that make us cry. You know, guys, testosterone decreases crying. Now, I'm not saying if a guy cries, he doesn't have that much testosterone, but they say overly testosterone people may cry less. All right, so anyway, what they found is they had women, okay, 60, actually it looks like 60 patients. I can't tell if they were women who had eczema or a latex allergy watch Meryl Streep's Kramer versus Kramer. I'm trying to think what part on Kramer versus Kramer makes you cry. I remember seeing that years ago. I don't remember what part makes you cry. Well, anyway, they looked at the people that cried and they looked at the people that didn't cry. Now, what they did is before and after the film, they put latex on their skin. Those that cried didn't have as much of a skin reaction as those that didn't. Is that crazy? So what they're saying is those people that cried must have had lower levels of inflammatory markers. They actually tested the skin. There were lower levels of inflammatory markers at the site of where they should have been allergic, whereas the people that didn't cry were more allergic to the latex. Crazy. Crazy stuff. Then, a Japanese study of patients with rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is that genetic immunological arthritis where your hands start to turn outward and you get big nodes in the proximal joints of your hands and you can't use your hands. It's a horrible debilitating arthritis. Affects a lot of your joints. They said Japanese studies show that patients that cried easier, had less pain and fewer symptoms than those that didn't cry. So, interesting stuff. How does crying do this? They don't know. They don't know if it's the oxytocin. They don't know if it's prolactin. Is it a hormonal thing? Is it an immune-mediated thing? But, you know, maybe don't hold the tears back. Maybe crying is good. I used to not cry a lot when I was a kid. I came from a family where you just didn't cry. If I was crying, they'd yell at me to stop crying. You'd actually get in more trouble if you cried. You're like, stop crying. So we just, immediately I learned to stop. When I cry, it's like 2 seconds. I'm just trained to cry pretty quick. And, you know, sometimes you just really need to blubber. You just need to have that release. You need to let it out. And I know some of you are like, what? Blubbering? Really? But I really believe it does help you feel better. Now, of course, you know, you don't want to do it in the middle of, you know, a crisis, of course. You don't want to do it, you know, in the middle of work. But, you know, sometimes you really need to have a pity party. I don't think having a pity party is that bad. Now, if you're having a pity party every day, yeah, you may need to do something. But I think a lot of us, depending on when we were raised and who raised us, you know, we're taught you don't feel sorry for yourself. You deal with it and move on. But, you know, we have different ideas on how to deal with it. And maybe some of us really need to deal with it by crying. Maybe you just have a good cry. Have a good cry and then move on. You know, other people, they deal with it by, you know, drinking a bunch of beers. You know, other people deal with it. I mean, in the older days, we used to deal with it by, you know, chopping wood or, you know, I don't know, kicking the dog. You know, not healthy ways, but we used to deal with our anger and our frustration with a little bit more violence. I've talked about this on the show. You know, if you see, you know, these sitcoms in the 60s and 70s, women were throwing plates at their husband all the time. You'd throw dishes, you'd throw stuff at your husband. We can't do that now because it's considered abuse, of course. I wouldn't dare. Woo! I love my husband, and I know y'all think I'm tough, but I would not dare throw anything at my husband because he'd throw it back. And oh, whew, I'd like fly out the window. So I wouldn't even think of throwing it. But you know, it's society. 30, 40, 50 years ago, you would throw something. And, you know, now we're taught, you know, okay, you don't cry, you don't, you know, you don't throw things, you don't, you know, try to chop down the tree. Well, you know, how else are we supposed to let off steam? What are we supposed to do? So anyway, I say cry. You know, I mean, it helps. I mean, I you know, sometimes, you know, saying some foul language. And there's some of my friends that don't cuss. They're very religious, so they go "aw diddly" or "aw Jiminy Cricket." And you know, if I stub my toe, saying "Jiminy Cricket's not going to handle it. It's not going to handle it. Remember, do you guys remember that episode? I don't know if you, you know, are longtime listeners, but we had an episode where they did a study on pain and how you decrease your pain threshold if you use foul language. So what they did is they had people stick their hand in freezing water, and they let one group curse and the other group not curse. And the group that was allowed to curse was able to keep their hand in the freezing water longer than the group that didn't. There was something about cursing that helped with pain. Then we went through a whole bunch of words for people that couldn't curse because I wanted to help everybody out. You know, I don't want to alienate anybody from the show. So we came up with a bunch of, you know, terms you could use if you can't curse that could help if you're in pain. And it was pretty fun, you know, like rubber duck, you know, kind of helped. Fire truck is a good one. You know, fire truck. Again, you got to be careful, you know, because you don't want to slur the words, especially on radio. I could get in trouble. But it was just fascinating that, you know, if you have that outlet, it would work. So, you know, you know, you got to do what you could do. Now, for some of you that aren't listening to the show live while we're on GCNLive.com, you know, think about what we talked about, you know, during the show. And I'd love to hear some of your input. And if you don't mind, we'll play it on air. Of course, we have an answer line, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, if you don't want it aired, just tell us. But, you know, I'd love to know what foods you use to keep yourself slim, what foods help your cravings, because I'd love to share that information with people. I mean, did the green tea, did the pears really do it? Grapefruit? What's your trick?
Long-term storable food from eFoods Direct, and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.